What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the True and New Podcast. Fortunately, it's me alone today because it's a special interview, a part two, so I might say. But it's going to be a great interview. I know I've been waiting for this for quite a while. We did meet back. It's a little bit over a year. And, let me show you a little clip just real quick. Here we go. Check it out. Come on now. Work with me today.
The priorities of our program is faith,
right,
family,
right,
academics, team.
There you go.
And it's something that we preach. You know, it's something that we preach every single day. We have goals for our football season, you know, and the kids know it. The kids are probably out there listening and knowing this stuff is to contend for a district championship.
Right, right.
You know,
exactly.
You want to make playoffs. Mm-hmm. Man, we want to practice on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And then we want to play in December.
Right.
So those are the goals every single year for our
that gentleman, Mr. Roy Strowman in the house, man. Hey. Once again. Oh my goodness, Coach! Welcome back, brother.
Man, appreciate you. Thank you for having me back, man. That was that last time I was here. That was super super fun. I've never been part of something like that, and I was sharing it with the kids, the coaches, my family.
Yeah.
And I had a great time, and I expect nothing less here.
So that means that's why there's so many views on our YouTube channel.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad to have you back. Everything you said on that past interview pretty much hit it right on the money, Coach. Right on the money.
Man, our kids did a tremendous job of, our coaches stressing the importance and our goals. And yeah, new challenges, new opportunities. Same goals.
And I mean, I got a little picture here for you to share for you.
Uh-oh.
One of the most beautiful, and as you can see, I'm representing the Wesico Stadium behind.
I like that.
Like stay in the background.
That is nice. That is really nice.
I had to do that. And this is going to even the cherry on the top right. Uh-oh. Here. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Where did you get that one? That one's nice.
Look at that. Oh, I don't like to call out my sources there, Coach.
Oh, okay. No, that one was nice. That one's special.
But not only that, Coach, lightning struck twice last year.
Uh-oh.
We also got this bad picture
look
right
at that
here,
one.
The Lady Panthers, the state champions.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm in the very, very back. I witnessed that. Man, I tell you
wow.
What, if I was to go back in time and to relive an athletic event one more time, I'm going to tell you, I've been in big games, football, basketball, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, just to relive that last inning,
bro,
just that last inning.
Oh my God, that was the same. So I told my wife that is the most storybook ending of a softball or baseball game, whatever you want to call it. It is a story ending,
without a doubt.
And even when you were little kids playing,
yeah,
you know, the bottom of the ninth, you know,
yeah,
bases loaded,
yeah,
two strikes, two outs on the mound. You're last. You got to win the and.
Boom.
Boom, man. It still gives me goosebumps,
oh, yes,
bro.
Well, think about it like this. I have my dad here with me, but we were both present there, and
mm-hmm,
it was one out, and we were down still, six, seven runs still, they called me, the UIL president called mm-hmm me, goes, hey, start calling the faculty or your administration. Just letting you know, we're going to line up the girls, you know, the Westaco girls on the third base side. We'll give them their second place medal. I mean, think about stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, let me start working this thing down. He goes, well, we're going to start going over to the Waco Midway side. We'll be on that side. And then
right,
they're going to clap for your team and this and that. And then, boom, here just... I'm like, hey, Ray, you better hold on, man, because his name's Ray Cepeda. I was like, hold on. I said, there's some things that are happening. So.
Wow, man. And that's one question I want to throw out there before we start talking about football.
Yeah.
there was a lot of speculation on Facebook, a lot of stuff that were people talking about it too. Uh-huh. That they were already taking the state title to the opposing team.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
They were already going that way. And I was like, bro, that's not cool, man.
Of course
not. That's not cool at all.
I mean,
you know?
I mean,
and then now tell him that they called you beforehand.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Well, one of our girls had flight out, was already one out, so two outs left to try to score 6-7 runs.
Right.
You know, it's, but like you said, it's storybook ending. Whoever gets the rights to that movie is going to make millions. But you know, the girl showed a lot of grit.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't quit.
No, they did not.
And man, for Andre Ortiz to hit that grand slam.
Jesus.
You know, they had a saying, 3-2-1 was their saying, which was from Weslaco softball field all the way to the state championship field, mm-hmm. Red McCombs field, was 321 miles.
Jeez.
And everywhere you see 3-2-1, it was because of the 321 mile goal that these girls had.
Wow.
When Andrea hit that grand slam, the count was 3-2 with one out.
Shit.
I mean, if you don't get any chills just listening about that deal, it was just, but yeah, no, we had a good time. My wife still, you know, she's like, hey, you jumped the fence. Even when the ball was hit, I was like, I was in the moment. I mean, it was exciting.
You haven't done that since high school, babe.
Of course, since the hurdles.
Yeah. Oh, big shout out to Sean Logan coming out with the podcast. What's good, Sean? Oh my gosh, man. Thank you for coming out by watch this episode with us. Yeah, man. I mean, storybook ending. I mean, when I saw all that go down online, I was watching a little bit of the game online also. When it all went down, all said and done, the first thing I said, I got to get one of these girls on the podcast. But I knew it was too hot to handle at the moment.
Yeah.
It was going to get anybody who's going to want to grab a hold of them and get them on the show. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to let it, you know, simmer down a little bit. You know, it's going to be there. They're going to be around for a while. I'm going to have to reach out to one, especially to the Grand Slam hitter herself, man. And she was a sophomore, right?
Sophomore.
Now she's a junior this year.
She's going to be a junior.
Oh my gosh, man. That is awesome.
They've put in a lot of work. The team would show up at 5:30 in the mornings to work out at Dogs Training, which is just, you know, down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls, you know, the commitment, holding each other accountable.
That's awesome.
Was amazing.
That's awesome.
You know, and it's just great to see, because they're a very humbled,
mm-hmm.
humbled group. Our sophomore pitcher, you know, sophomore grand slam hitter.
Yeah.
And then Dayla Hinojosa, who has the highest batting average in the state ever.
Oh, wow.
I think she batted close to 700.
Damn.
I mean, and she's just a sophomore, so we're going to be a junior. So no, I told Coach Rodriguez, hey man, no pressure, but we got to get back over here.
No pressure at all.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. But we're going back again.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, man, and it goes, like we said beforehand, there's a brotherhood, and of course there is a sisterhood.
There is a sisterhood, without a doubt.
Yeah, man. But that was awesome. Congratulations to them, man. I mean, much pride to them bringing a state title back to the RGV, back to the city of Weslaco, man. That's
were you there for the parade?
I couldn't make it, Coach.
Oh,
I tried.
Goodness.
I tried to, but I heard that it was.
It was electric.
Yeah,
it was electric. I mean, the community. Hats off to the community of Weslaco.
There you go.
Hats off to the community of Weslaco and what they do and the support and the backing for all sports. You know, it was great for the RGV. You know, we always compete with RGV teams,
mm-hmm.
but once we get over the Falfurrias checkpoint,
yeah.
You know, we become a unified front, and we're all one, you know, for 956.
Yes, exactly.
It was great to see Cal Allen there.
Yes.
It was great to see Harlingen South there, and then Weslaco. So you had three South Texas teams representing in the state championship. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And that's good to hear, man. I just hope, I'm praying. I was telling Coach earlier before we start the podcast, after the podcast, we had the podcast. I ended up buying a Central middle school cap, a Puma cap, mm-hmm. which is actually linked to Weslaco High.
Yeah.
And I wore it. I wore it through the beginning of the football season. They went undefeated, made it to the playoffs, got where they got to, and hopefully this year they could do it again. And I did not take that bad boy off when I left the district. I went back to my old job. I still wore that cap with pride. I'm still gonna wear it. I mean, and I had my old buddies would see me. Of course, Donna bred, you know, gone to school, but they saw, they see me going, hey man, why are you wearing that cap? And I'm wearing the cap because, you know, this, I'm wearing it because I work, so I work in Westaco. And I work for paycheck. Westaco. I'm getting, hey man, they're sending my checks. I'm going to wear it. So, and I left it on for the whole season. They were trying to say, we're going to bring you a Donna cap. They never showed up with a cap.
No, never showed up with a cap.
No, well, that's fine. What so have you? Went through the whole season, found out the girls made it to the playoffs and ended up winning state. I did not remove this cap. And I'm lying right now. I did not remove this cap since a week or 2 weeks ago, since I got the haircut. So you can go back to all the podcasts beforehand. I am wearing that cap on the show. Even in the intro, you see me wearing the cap on the show. So through and through, man, I was a fan.
You're a true fan. I like that.
And unfortunately, like I was telling Coach also, I didn't get my Viking cap on time. And we lost our rookie quarterback. So
poor JJ, man. Yeah. It's, injuries.
Those injuries. So let's go ahead and jump on the good note, Coach. This season, 2024 season, what does it look like this year? I mean, the same condition that we talked the first time. I mean, anything in the mixing pot that we should be looking forward to? Or what's the plan? What's the guidance? What's the, you know, the check? Well, we know what the checkpoint is, but, you know, what's... What are we doing?
Again, same goals. Just like I had, you know, talked to you last time about in the last podcast. Same. I mean, we have new challenges. There's going to be new opportunities. The way we describe it, I describe this to our assistant coaches is like, you know what? It's like somebody just gave us a new box of like a new box of puzzles. You know, a puzzle box, and we're trying to figure out and put the pieces together, and hopefully by the end of district, by the end of the playoffs, you come out with a great masterpiece.
There you go.
But at the end of the day, I mean, and I'm going to repeat myself because everybody knows that, you know, we want to contend for a district championship, which, you know, we accomplished that last year. Mm-hmm. We want to make playoffs. That's a given. You know, the bar has been set here at Westlake,
yes,
from the previous teams.
Yes.
You know what's sad is if we finish 9-1, 8-2, 7-3, those are great seasons.
Right.
It's going to be tough to, hey, people are going to expect 10-0.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and as, I had to explain that to some of our kids because they're like, hey, Coach, do you think we're going to end up going 10-0? I was like, that wasn't even the goal last year. Our goal was to go 1-0, you know, to take one game at a time. Yeah,
exactly, exactly.
And I thought we did a great job of going 1-0 for 11 straight weeks. I mean, we ended up finishing 11-1 for the year. But, you know, that's the mindset that we have.
Right. But still, man, I mean, consider the fact that, I mean, the practice, the long hours, the gym, running plays, you know, the whole point of these kids – like you said, like we said before, a brotherhood, watching each other's backs. I mean, in the guidance of this undefeated season last year, I mean, were you a little like, wow, we're rolling?
I'm not gonna lie,
we're rolling.
We were peaking at the right time, you know, and that's the goal is our pre-district schedule. I mean, our first game, we're gonna lock horns with Harlingen.
Ooh,
okay. Opening the week with Harlingen, you know, and then McAllen Memorial, you know, we've got Laredo, LBJ, Laredo United.
Yes, I saw the schedule.
San Benito. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about some top tier programs.
Right.
Then we have a week to, you know, to hopefully get healthy because that's going to be the key for us to come out and be healthy from this tough pre-district. And then we open up in a new 31-6A district.
Right.
So now we're not with 32. Now we're 31, which is your Edinburgh High Bobcats.
Right.
Edinburgh North Cougars. You got La Jolla. Right. You got Economides. And then you got the defending district champs, which is your PSJ Bears.
Oh, wow. So you got pretty tossed into a mix of caliber teams.
Oh, without
that are
a doubt. Coming,
that are actually, I mean, I hate to say it, with a target. Already, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that's just the way it's placed in high school football. You know, someone's going to have a target, and they're coming for you.
It's, you know, it's you're not the hunter, you're the hunted, right?
Yeah, pretty much,
pretty much. But we're going to go out there and hunt as well. And but we just have to fix ourselves, and at the end of the day, play to our standard,
right?
You know, that's the key to everything. And that's what I tell the kids: if we can play to our standard. And if we lose playing to our standard, you know what? I'm going to go to the 50-yard line. I'm going to shake the head coach's hand and say, you know what? You just have a better team than we do. Right. This is about the the highest that we can play. We play to our standard, and you beat us.
Right.
But it's when you don't play to your standard and you lose. Gotcha. That's the disappointing. Gotcha. But our kids have been putting in a lot of work going into the weight room in the summer. You know, running. You know the weather down here. And then for us, that's why we always practice early in the morning, 6 a.m.
Right.
Kids are sacrificing. Parents are sacrificing, taking their kids. This is the most kids that I have ever had since I've taken over as head coach.
Really?
I'm close to 300 kids in our football program. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And that is through freshmen through.
This is freshmen through varsity, through high school. Yeah. This is 9, 10, 11, and 12. We're close to 300 teams. You know, I mean, 300 kids, and it's a testament to our coaches,
right?
You know, the hard work that they've put in, and you know, everybody wants to be part of the Panther Brotherhood.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, as far as through the season, I'm going to touch back on last year. You're rolling, baby. You're rolling. Going every game. You're rolling. To keep the focus on these kids, because I know me going to high school, we're rolling, man. I'm on my high horse. That's right. You know, ooh, man, no one can stop us.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, being a coach, you got to set the bar and say, hey, you were up here.
Yep.
We can easily fall to the bottom.
Correct.
I mean, what was your approach on that? I'm pretty sure there was a couple, but what was your approach on that as far as your players?
Yeah, staying humbled. You know, staying humbled and making sure that our kids weren't going to get big headed.
Right.
That was the key. And we would always make the opponent that we were going to play better than what they were. You know, and gotcha. I was like, hey, man, these guys are ready. I mean, yes, you're 2-0, you're 4-0, you're 6-0 right now. Mm-hmm. You're 8-0 right now. These kids, I mean, your opponents are going to gun down because they want to be that one team that's going to break the streak.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Right. So we would put that type of, you know, not pressure, but for the most part, we have to be just fully focused in what we're doing.
Right.
And they were, you know, very committed, very committed. And our game plans, and I'm going to give it to all the assistant coaches and the coordinators for coming up and with a great plan. That's awesome. So it was them of just keeping them level headed. And then we brought a lot of faith into our season. The kids dedicated the season. I lost my mom before the season.
That. Sorry for your loss. Yeah, yes, I did.
I lost my mom before the season, and the kids would rally because they were that shoulder that I was probably my most vulnerable state.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something about, we won program of the year. Let me tell you, there's 80 high schools in the Rio Grande Valley.
Mm-hmm.
80 high schools, and Weslaco High School was program of the year. That means we had the best program this past year.
Right.
And the success that we had with the undefeated season, with the district championships and all this other stuff, yet that was great on the athletic side, but on the personal family side, it was my worst.
Yeah.
You know, and it was tough. You know, it was tough, but these kids, they would always bring it to their coach. We're not going to let you down, and we're not going to let you down. So the reason why I say this and I bring this up is maybe there was that motivation for the kids to go out there and do what they had to do and to make sure that, you know, don't let the coach down.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that also played a big part.
That's awesome.
And man, we played a Harlingen team and with less than 30 seconds, we had to go 80 yards to score the game winning touchdown to win.
Wow.
And then the double overtime win against San Benito.
Yes.
Man, for the district championship, there was 12,500 people at that game.
Wow.
And there was 5,000 people watching over on live.
On K-West. Yeah, yeah.
On K-West.
Yeah.
So that got us prepared and ready and being in those big, big, tough games. So yeah. I think it was a little bit of everything.
Well, I mean, that's a good experience for a lot of the players, man. The not the pressure, but the nerves, the anxiety, that they know how to control that on the field. I got one job. I'm going to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
And we're all going to do it as a team.
Yep.
You know, and like I said, like we said before, the brotherhood. I mean, you watch each other's back no matter what. And through the season, you guys are going and rolling. You get in the field. Now it's playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a transition for that. Mm-hmm. I know there's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
When you turned up the transition to the players, what were the reactions for that?
Oh, well, so we finished 10-0. First time ever since 1991 in Weslaco.
Right.
And I mean, there's been some great teams that have come through Weslaco. Mm-hmm. That 1991 team, Coach Height coached them. And so what I did is I had to do something special. I invited the 1991 team because I wanted to honor them before the game. Mm-hmm. And I found the coach and I found several players. Some of them flew from all over the United States.
Wow.
So I had to get people. And then I look at the weather. I'm like, man, it's going to be 100% rain. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. And it was pouring. We played Mission here right at home. So there's a new UIO rule. If you win, you know, the district and you come in the first seed, you get to have one more home game by district. And I told that to the seniors. I said, hey guys, if we beat San Benito, our next game will be at home. So seniors, you can still play one more time at Bobby Lackey Stadium.
Right.
So just trying to find things to motivate these kids to work hard.
Leave their mark, pretty much.
Of course. And then so that the transition was for them to play another game at home. These seniors one more time, the dads to set up the tunnels, the dads to barbecue, the moms to do the goodie bags.
Little tailgate party, baby.
Little tailgate, everything. So, I think that was the motivation. That was the transition. And the kids, I mean, the kids came out and we played a tough Mission High. The ball, you got to have luck. In this game, you got to have a little bit of luck.
Right.
You know, and your work ethic. And because once you start playing teams about the same type of talent, then it comes down to work ethic. And we thought that what we did in the summer and the offseason, our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Cardenas, did a tremendous job of getting our kids ready and prepared.
Right. Yeah. I know after the season was up, you know, I know there's also offseason, you know, the kids keep training through the whole season and everything. This past summer, I read that you had some players that made it on I can't exactly tell you the point because I scanned through it.
Yeah, yeah.
But supposedly some sort of national or state something.
Yeah,
flag football, I believe it was.
It was we had a 7-on-7, you know, 7-on-7 that they made it to state. Hey. And it's great to have a 7-on-7 to advance to the state championship in College Station because then you get to play against teams from up north.
There you go.
You know, and
it's like a sneak preview, pretty much.
Sneak preview, and it helps you with the upcoming season.
Right.
That type of caliber, that type of speed, you know, athleticism and talent, and we won some games.
That's awesome.
So when they come back, I mean, they have that confidence going in.
Exactly. You know,
they've played against that top tier talent, and that paid dividends. It always pays dividends for our upcoming football season.
Yeah. I mean, comparing the players from the RGV to the players up in Houston, I mean, I remember when I was in school and we would, we would have a scrimmage or, you know, anything like that. And we would see these teams come down to play, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Even if we weren't to make the playoffs, we would go watch the teams that were in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You would see these players walk, man, these guys had mustaches, beards, some were tattooed. I'm like, some had a mortgage, they had kids. I don't know, man. are these high school kids?
These guys are men.
are men. Ex-NFL players, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, I mean, it's the, I don't know. Is it in the water? Is it in the food? I don't know, man. But I mean, whatever it is, last year, you got the RGV to represent up there. You got Wesco represent up there, and it is what it is. It went down, and you knocked some heads. Mm-hmm. That was it, and that's awesome. All kudos to you, man. That's just awesome. That. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's the kids and the coaches, and you know, it's administration. You know, it's board members, it's superintendents. It takes a team,
right?
You know, it takes a team,
right? A big shout out here to who's this Paranormal Podcast. What's going on, man? Thank you for watching, man. Yes, from Central Texas.
Central Texas.
All right, man. Thank you for watching. Appreciate you guys, man. Yeah, so now the new season's up. Practice is going. Mm-hmm. Some of your seniors are gone already. Mm-hmm. You got your new seniors. You got your new juniors. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there's any true sophomores in there playing varsity or not. But tell us a little about this new blood team coming. I know you got some veterans coming up in already, but new blood coming into the team. What does it look like, Coach?
Well, of course, you know, some big shoes to fill, big holes to fill, good competition. We graduated 35 seniors. This year we have 33 seniors. Probably our biggest, we were looking for players, and that graduated this past year was from our defensive line. Out of the 12, 11 were seniors. And I'm talking, I had a 6'4", 365-pound defensive tackle. The other one was 6'1", 400 pounds. And then we had some super speed on the outside at defensive end. One was a defensive MVP, Matt Garza, linebackers. And then we lost.
We love your mom.
Yeah, I know. Man, I tell you what. And then on the offensive side, we lost our quarterback. Okay. You know, our quarterback, he was a, you know, 2 to 3 year starter. And then our running back, Eli, who was the MVP. And so our quarterback and our running back, they're playing at TLU now, Texas Lutheran.
Yes,
they're at Texas Lutheran. Right. One of our awesome defensive tackles, he's going to go and play at Texas Lutheran as well. Cool. And but at the end of the day, you know, it makes for great competition. You know, it's next man up mentality. That's the way we call it. Who's going to step up? So everybody always wants to know who's the quarterback going to be. We have a couple of good quarterbacks right now that are competing for the job. It's still early. We'll see how we do with these scrimmages coming up.
Right. And a famous team, a college team said from Nebraska, it goes, "We don't rebuild. We reload.
We reload.
We reload." You know? So, but I mean, that's great. I mean, you do. I've seen the schedule. You just mentioned a couple of teams that you're playing this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough, little bit tougher district division itself. Have you sat down with the team and spoke to them about, I know the, like I said, we talked about the goals and what to expect, but I mean, as far as the expectancy from what it was last year to this year, is there some of these players are I mean, like you said before, you've had that conversation, you do, we can go 10-0 again, coach, or whatsoever you. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's always that after practice speech.
Yeah.
And for the first practice coming in, I'm not sure you can recall exactly what you said, but something similar to it. What is it that is, you know, you I don't want whatever you spoke to your team. Told them, what'd you tell them? Well, I mean, coming into the new year.
It's a big class. This year, I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't have to do much motivating.
Awesome.
I didn't. I guess maybe because of the success we had last year,
right?
That were these kids, man, I haven't seen a group of kids work this hard.
I'm almost sure.
You know what I mean? Where you don't have to tell them anything. You don't have to tell them, you know, they know what the goals are. Exactly. They know what the expectations are.
Exactly.
Now let's get after it. Let's get to work.
Exactly.
You know, and we have some great leadership, some great leaders that aren't talk. They're more show me. You know what I mean? Got they're you. Like, you know what, let's just work. And they're not, there's less yap.
There you go.
And so I've been, you know, it's great. That's a great question. I really haven't had them have to do that much motivation like I have in the past.
Like a motivational
because
speech.
this group that we have this year, and they're just self-motivators.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm, and it's, I haven't had a group like this in a while. You know, I have to find ways to motivate these kids. They're like, coach, we know what the expectations are. We know what the last class did. You know, and one of them told me, plus one, coach.
There you go.
We want to go plus one. I said, you know what? Let's get after it. He goes, coach.
Yeah.
You know, and that was great.
That's a good mentality.
You know, it's plus one.
Yeah.
So they've been breaking, you know, the huddle with plus one and their position meetings and position groups. And but at the end of the day, I mean, our main motto is the Panther Brotherhood, and then we're built to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're built to win. If I promise you, if they just go through our program, you know, it's we're going to strengthen, you know, the body, we're going to strengthen the mind, but most importantly, we're going to also strengthen them spiritually. And I think that you need all that. That's a big combination. That's a great combination. And we have great kids. Saturday will be the first day we put on the pads.
I'm on those cheese. Here we go.
These guys they're ready to get it, you know, get after it. And we just got to make sure that, hey, just play smart, nothing dumb. Don't get anybody hurt. Exactly. Look what happened to your Minnesota Vikings quarterback.
Don't worry about it. Coach.
No, I know.
Come just on, man.
Play smart, and let's just get out of there, you know, injury free, so we can we're gonna have a scrimmage next week against Edinburgh Vela and Harlingen South.
There you go.
That's a great test.
Well, I mean, if people are trying to find out exactly where these scrimmages are, I'm pretty sure they're up on the website.
They're on the website. Yes,
you can go right here, guys. We toss this up for you. you guys. Go to there that click, scan that little code right there. It takes you straight to their Facebook page, Westaco High School, and they'll get all the information you need to know with all the athletic activities that are coming up, times, places, and who they're playing against.
Correct.
And all that good stuff, man. I've been on that page. Mm-hmm. There's so many great things on that page that you can find out if you want to follow all athletes, all band meetings,
everything.
School events.
Everything.
Everything's on there. So guys, just lock onto that and it'll show you the way where to go. But that's awesome, Coach. I mean, like I said, this new season's coming up. Expectancy. Every parent out there, even mm-hmm. even the dads, I'm gonna say the dads. You know, we're there like, hey, Mico, we're gonna go all the way this year, Mico. You know, I've heard that too many times in the household of my household. I'm going to say, being a Cowboy fan, 30 years. And go, puro cow. It's your Mico. This is a year.
This is the year.
And go, ¿qué pasó, papo? Tú sabes, you know, nombre, nombre.
You know what's cool, man. You know what's funny? We had a convocation. That's when all the teachers come back, and that's where you go to this performing arts center, this big old auditorium.
Yes.
And it was the 90s theme.
Oh,
so
my
everybody
goodness.
Had to get dressed in 90s theme.
Oh, that's
I
right.
had never seen so many people dressed up like a Dallas Cowboy fan, because that was the last time the Dallas Cowboys did anything. Oh, man. Teachers and coaches, everybody was dressed in 90s.
And here comes the hate mail, Coach. Here comes the hate mail.
I know. I'm sorry. But it was just, I was like, man, that is cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded.
But last year, I know the event was 80s. 80s theme.
This year was 90s.
This year was 90s. Oh, that would have been pretty cool to go to.
90s, I was like, oh, man.
Get dressed up all in grunge or something.
Troy Aikman. I mean, they had Emmitt Smith, Michael Irving jerseys. Hey, but you know what?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, I have family members that are true Cowboy fans, and you're not going to change them whether they're 0-10 or 10-0. They're still going to be, you know.
Without, you're getting stares from the right side.
No, I know. My dad's a big Dallas Cowboy fan, so no.
Well, you know, before we go into more football, guys, I gotta pay some bills here, man. Big shout out to all our sponsors here. Let me get this bad boy. First of all, big shout out to the Rabbit Hole, located in Palmview on Lahoma Road. Go northwise. Give them a call, 956-599-0103. Coach, close your ears. Adult bed. I'll use the right terms. Adult beverages, adult novelties, and sticky icky. That's what I'm gonna say. Kids, do not try this at home. But great sponsor. They all be closing the doors soon, guys. Give them a call. It's a lot. If you want to become a tattoo artist, this is the place to go and get your stuff. Okay. And you can open up your own little shop. So you might want to get it close to them so you can find all the good stuff. Big shout out to Rabbit Hole, great sponsor of the podcast for quite a while already. Next up on here, Anora's Construction. Guys, craftsmanship. They do commercial, residential, They do it all, man. They're doing great things out there, man. Give them a call at 956-363-7195. I believe they do renovate commercial and residential. These guys have great prices. Give them a call. Let them know Chewing Who sent you, and they'll probably hook it up with something, man. But great guys. Always busy. If they don't answer the first time, leave a message. Text. They will get back to you ASAP. Another great sponsor, Buzz Bull Creamery here in Westaco. Oh, my goodness, guys. You want to look down there here at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas, 956-998-2541. Guys, if you never had infused ice cream with liquor in it, wow. Dad, I see you over there. Great place. Not only do they serve that, they serve a coffee. They serve Buzz coffee, Buzz ice cream, Buzz milkshakes. But you can also get it non-Buzz. It's a great ice cream place for the kids. You want to take them out there and get the non-Buzz ice cream? Great place, great flavors, lots of fun. Talk to Vidi. She will gladly help you out. Another big shout out to Press Start Gaming in Annenberg, Texas. Lalito! Where they cash money for your video games, video game consoles, and toys. Great guys, great sponsors of the podcast. Just started up this month. Give them a call at 956-215-6254 in Annenberg, Texas, located at 5215, I believe that's, oh, no, sorry, scratch that. 521 South Clauser Boulevard, Unit B. So I was saying the other number. Chingos of fans, chingos of clientes, Lalo. I'm sorry. No, great place, man. They got some good stuff. He holds events also. Brings out a lot of voice actors. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of him for anything upcoming events. Just let him know Chewy New sent you. And last but not least, Triple J Plumbing. Guys, if you're looking for a licensed plumber, these are the guys that you want, man. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. Give them a call. They do residential plumbing, all the good stuff, man. Any little needs you need to get done, household needs to get done with your plumbing, give them a call. Remember, your crap is their bread and butter. A big shout out to all our sponsors, man. I really appreciate you guys, man, for coming through for us every week, a month, man. Nonstop love for you guys for keeping the lights on for us. And as, like I said, without you guys, we wouldn't have this studio for another studio.
This place is
for another year. So, but Coach, coming back to you, summertime, off season. I want to know What did you do this summer? I mean, you had to have time off for yourself. You got to take time out.
Oh, of course.
Come on, man. I mean,
they gave me 5 days. They gave me 5 days, and I have a daughter who's going to be a junior, and she plays year-round volleyball.
Oh, she was in club ball.
She's in club ball.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you got to go and qualify at these tournaments, these big tournaments, over 100 teams, and you have to win it in order to get a bid to play at the national tournament.
Right.
And so we traveled, and we went to St. Louis, and they won it, and they went to Dallas, and they won it, so they double qualified. And we went to Vegas for the national. Las Vegas. We went to Las Vegas to the national tournament, and that's my wife's favorite spot. That's my favorite spot. That's the where I can just get away for a little bit.
Sorry, Mika, we didn't see you play, but it's our favorite spot.
Man, I wish I would have won. I lost, man. Those machines. But I think that's why Las Vegas has a lot of lights, right?
El del nickel de pasetas, sir.
The pennies at the very end. I was down the pennies. But no, we had a good time. That's what I did, and spent some family time there
good.
In Las Vegas.
That's good. Because I know the last time we were talking about the younger years that we got hooked with taquitos and all that stuff growing up. You know, yeah. I mean, I know, Dad's sitting over there and he's watching. He's listening. He's staying quiet. Like, I got some stuff to say too, man.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I mean, like I said, growing up, when we talked to this before, growing up through the years, you know, you said you wanted to make a mark, mm-hmm. as a head coach, mm-hmm. in Wesco. Mm-hmm. Now, for last year, for the great season, as far as you guys went, I mean, you've already set the bar for yourself. Mm-hmm. What's your mentality now? I mean, as far as you personally, what is it that you tell yourself? Because if I know any coach through the years, they always have that little self-to-self talk in the mirror before, mm-hmm. they leave for the day, before they meet up with their players, before they go onto the field. Yeah. They say their prayer or they have to get a one-on-one with themselves. What is your wake-up routine in the morning before you hit the field?
Man, you know, I think I shared with you a couple of last time we were here that I had a big scare when I was 40. I'm 48 years old. 8 years ago, I had a big scare, and I had to have quadruple bypass surgery.
Right.
Hereditary and genetics and so forth. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the time when the Lord could have said, you know what, you're going to come up here with me. But I guess he kicked me because, you know what, I don't need you right now. And so I had to know what my why was. You know what I mean? I got out of that surgery, and I'm like, wow. You know, and you're like, okay, what's my why? And after that, I got the head coaching position here at Weslaco.
Right.
So, you know, and with that being said, my main thing is to give back to these kids. That's the reason why I am still here. Right. I do wake up. I told the kids this morning when we had practice, I'm like, man, I'm going to do everything in my power, these coaches and myself, to make sure that you guys are successful.
Right.
So, exactly. And we ask the same in return. Let's, mm-hmm. give it our best. Let's all be pulling to the same direction. Do your best. Let's hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I only get 5 days of summer.
Right.
It's constantly just work and get ready for the next one.
Yeah.
And get ready for the next one. Mm-hmm. It's tough sometimes to even enjoy some of these wins because you're focused on the next one.
Yeah.
Not till the football season finishes and I get all the coaches and we go to my ranch. It's my dad's ranch. We go to my dad's ranch. We barbecue. We play washers and we just exhale.
Breathe.
And we talk about the season. That's the one time, because I love to be out there. We own a couple of ranches. I haven't killed a deer in over 10 years. I'm not there to kill the deer. To me, it's I want to firewood. I want to burn meat.
Right.
And I just want to sit down by the campfire and let's just reminisce and let's just take in the season with my fellow, the coaches and we talk about it and we're like, wow. Sometimes it's a wow, but yes, I always have goals. I always have goals to be the best person, be the best person that I can be for these kids.
Oh, Dad just told me right now. I said, well, go ahead, coach. You're good.
That's what it comes down to. It and most importantly is for every other athlete, male and female, at Westlaco High School to know who I am. Yes, I am the head football coach, but I'm also the athletic coordinator.
Right.
I make sure that I am the voice of all the boys and girls of Westlaco that play sports.
Right.
And I want to make sure that, I'm there to support them, just like I was there for the state championship. That's the goal.
That's awesome. And I know the last time we talked, I said the first podcast you come in, we're going to have a little relax. But now the second one comes, it gets a little bit more.
Okay.
Just a little bit more. Not too intense. But, yeah. As a parent, as a parent and many other parents, kids that are in academics, athletics itself. Number one, yes, we know, that it prepares us for the world as far as like working, the stress, the expectancy, the goals. That is a structure for a young person through academics or through athletics to learn. Mm-hmm. Now, specifically talking about academics, as a head coach, I'm pretty sure you're strict as far as grades wise.
Without a doubt,
the expectancy is per player that you go up to and see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. And how do you come about when someone's having a little trouble as far as the academic area?
Well, there's a UIL rule. It's no pass, no play.
Right.
And the kids know this. If you don't pass, you can't play. But I get help from the coaches. This past year, we had zero kids from our varsity fail.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a testament to our assistant coaches. So we break everything down. We have quarterback coach who's in charge of the quarterbacks. We have the running back coach who's in charge of the running backs. We have receiver coach who's in charge of the receivers, offensive line coach, and so forth.
Right.
And what they do is now they're mother hen. They make sure that all the kids, their grades.
Right.
Something that I am going to brag about, this past year we had 10 academic all-state seniors. The prerequisite for that is they have to have a 92 average or higher when they graduate.
Wow.
And for our football team and the GPA that we have with these kids, and I meet with the parents on a daily basis. That's the reason why I practice early in the morning. I practice at 6. We're through after school. They go to tutorials.
Right.
They do their homework. And I think that's been honestly the secret to success of why, we've had zero kids fail on the varsity team. I really, really, my kid went through this program. I don't have a team. I have a program. And I'm going to brag about that. There's a difference. We're in a program. We want to have the smartest kids possible.
Right.
When you're smart, then you're going to play. You're going to play great. Smart kids are your best players.
Exactly.
Your smart kids are your best players. Right. It's great whenever you can go to practice or to a game and not have to worry about, man, is he going to pass or is he not going to pass?
And
when teachers come up and says, you know what, coach, man, wow, this football player was a great. He's great in class. He's helping out. He's doing this. And how do we do it is hey guys, how are your grades? Coaches looking at grades. If there's a kid that's struggling, send them tutorials.
Exactly.
Send them
exactly,
tutorials.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's saying that's like the golden rule. I mean, dad's like, oh, Mico, football player, like, yeah, you know, so yeah. He does the great. Mom is more the
academics. Hey,
get your academic. The reason I say that is because you know, so many years through the high school years, and you know, you've had players that do very well, but they kind of struggle a little bit in the academics. Some are real good at academics, but they struggle in athletics. You know, and it's a balance. You have to balance that out. But my point is that, I mean, having a coach that's willing to use his assistant coaches to open up the doors to help their players. Not only, I'm going to say it out there, guys. I'm going to be dead honest with you. You know, reality check. Sometimes you don't make it through high school college football. Sometimes you don't make it to the NFL. That's why you need these academics as a plan B.
Oh, yeah.
This is something to fall back on.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. It's great. Do you have that dream? You want to be an NFL player? Go for it. Chase it. But remember, you got to have a plan B. Always have a backup plan, just in case, because you never know. Something, maybe you're the top running back in the state of Texas, just throwing it out there. And, you know, you end up going to UT, or you're going to Baylor, or you go to A&M or Texas Tech. Starting running back, boom, there goes your knee.
That's it.
Now what? What's your backup plan?
Yeah.
That's something I know a lot of coaches growing up would tell me that you need to have a backup plan.
I mean, I had 35 seniors last year. Only five are playing at the next level. You know, less than 5% play at the next level. Mm-hmm. So what are you gonna do with the 95% of the team?
Right.
You know, football sports for many, it's just a slice of life.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly.
You know, and what are you gonna do? That's why it's so important that you teach them, you know, life skills. Waking up in the morning, I say, guys, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to wake up early in the morning to get to work.
And I love that when you brought that up the last podcast, and it's so true.
Yes.
It's so true.
Why not work on it now? Hey, waking up early in the morning, you know, getting up is the hardest part, but being here and being responsible, being held accountable, now there's competition, getting you ready for the next. I mean, your parents go to work in the morning.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're trying to do is build, you know, great citizens and get them ready for the real world.
Right.
You know, whether it be military, whether it be the workforce, whether it be college, go do something, but don't stay at the house.
Exactly.
You know, don't be a burden. Go do something for yourself.
Right.
Go make us proud.
Exactly.
Go make the Panther Brotherhood proud.
That's awesome, man. And that's a good philosophy for these athletes. Because I'm saying, sometimes these athletes, you know, football's life. Football is forever. And hey, that's how you feel. Great. I mean, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. You know, but you gotta have a plan B. You gotta make sure you have something to fall back on. I mean, okay, you didn't get it to the big university. Go to community college.
Yep.
You know, find something online. Get yourself some sort of hours or some sort of degree.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you can further yourself and slowly climb that corporate ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Where you want to be.
Yep.
Or be your own boss and create something and make your own company.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
Know, and but you need to have the foundation for it. And I think Coach Stroman is doing a hell of a job on that, man. I mean, what you're saying about your assistant coach is helping all these players academically. That's the key.
You know, and it's also helped with the teachers. We have the majority of the teachers, you know, at the high school, the majority of the teachers at the high school are here to work, you know, and help these kids.
Good.
You know, and that's somebody that I can lean on. And so if I can come up and say, you know, how can we help each other? How can we help him or her?
Right.
What can we do?
Right.
You know, because teachers aren't there to fail kids.
Right.
We're here to help kids and make sure that they're going to do something positive, you know, with their life.
There
Very important.
Big shout out to Louie, our number one fan. Where you been, Louie? Let me say it for you, Louie. Ama! There you go, Louie. GNC. Wow. We thought you lost you in a ditch or something, bro. But but yeah, man, like going back to that, the importance, I mean, the academic-wise, I mean, and then knowing that you just told me about the graduates on the, you know.
The academic state, yes.
That's amazing, man. That's great. That's one hell of a – that's not only an accomplishment on the field, but that's an accomplishment in the classroom, man.
Yes.
And that's what's so awesome. That's great.
Yeah, you want them to compete not only on the field, but in the classroom as well. That's
right.
You hit the nail right on the head.
So last season, you were telling me that your son had already graduated, yeah. right? He was going to mm-hmm. graduate in the following season because mm-hmm. it was going to be something yep. different mm-hmm. as far as your son not being there. Yep. And, he's going to school, I'm pretty sure.
He's going to Texas State and San Marcos, yes.
Okay. Now, the season starts. What was that occurrence, Feely? I mean, seeing your son, yep. you know, right there next to you on the field. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it was a lot of emotion.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean.
I had the greatest seat. I had the best seat in watching him from the sidelines and watching him play. And a couple of years ago, he had a knee. He got hit and he tore his knee. Man, you talk about when you see your own on the ground, mm-hmm. you know, and you're running over there and you're like, as you're running over there, you're thinking the worst, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and I could see he had put in a lot of work in the weight room and in the classroom and so forth. And I was like, man, but we knew when the trainer looked at me, he goes, you know what? It doesn't look good. It's okay. And it's
something you don't want to hear.
You don't want to hear. That was his junior year, and he put in a lot of work. And then his senior year, he finished the season, and he played. And then, you know, and now seeing him, you know, taking these college classes and helping dad and mom for, you know, going in and you know, as his first year in college to be a sophomore. And then he's all business. He wants to be – he's a business major.
That's good.
And
that's good.
Making the dean's list and – Hey. You know, and for him to say, you know what, Dad, athletics. It was athletics. You know, the commitment, structure. The structure, accountability, yeah. being reliable, being responsible.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
when I hear that from my son, I'm like, you know what? If it's coming from him, I know that we're doing the right thing and we're doing the right thing. So super, super proud of him, you know,
right.
super, super proud of him. He asked me, hey, Dad, are you going to cry when I get my high school diploma? I'm like, cry for your diploma. I said, you know what, man, go get your degree and daddy will cry. Go get your degree because I feel as, you know, as parents, once your kids get the degree, you're okay. I mean, we've done what we're supposed to do, you know, and that's the key. Go get your degree so you can get it, have a great, you know, it builds character and
do you see who that's like from?
Who is that?
Roy Strowman.
Hey, that's my son. Yeah.
Big shout out. What's going on, brother? Thanks for watching.
Yeah, it's you know, and that's the greatest part about it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, your mom and dad and grandpa and everybody, all the family, we're proud right. of him and his accomplishments. And right. we can't wait to see him, you know, walk the stage and get that degree. That's the goal.
Well, right here, Coach, like I said, it gets a little bit more intense. I'm giving you the floor. Your son's watching yeah. right now. Go ahead. Let him know how proud you are.
Oh, I'm super, super proud. He knows that. You know, I'm probably one of the guys that probably doesn't show that much emotion. Mom, that's why moms are there. But he knows. Well, as a matter of fact, this Saturday, mom and dad, we're going to go drop him off in San Marcos.
I'm going to show up.
Yeah, this is going to be the day where we're going to go drop him off into his new apartment, you know. He's been wanting a Ford Bronco.
I'm going to show up.
You know, and he had a big old Jeep with the big tires, and I knew that was a gas guzzler. I mean, we had to fill the tank three times going from West Lakota to San Marcos. And I was like, son, I can't do that. We can't be doing this stuff. So I kind of forced him to get a truck.
I'm going to
a little gassy. And then, man, that truck was a lemon. And I felt bad. And finally he goes, you know what, Dad? Can I finally get my Ford Bronco that I want? And we, mom and dad, I mean, we sacrificed and we found one, and thank goodness he'll be, you know, driving that back there.
But
to tell him, the reason why it was an easy decision for myself and for mom was because he's a great kid.
There you go.
There's no, he hasn't done anything that to say that, you know what, you don't deserve this.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about a kid that worked hard, mm-hmm. you know, overcame adversity.
Right.
Just did the right things, mm-hmm. you know, great grades competed in the classroom, just like he did on the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, made the dean's list,
right.
Started his own vintage business when he was a sophomore online, had his own store, now has another online
there
store,
you go, man,
you know, thrifty vintage.
Wow.
And you're thinking about, you know, he's very mature. He's a very mature kid.
That's awesome.
We've been blessed You know, it's so that's why it's simple. It's easy for us to say, you know what?
That's awesome,
man. Go get you the Bronco. You deserve it.
Yeah.
And we expect nothing less. We want you to go out there and continue to make us proud. Mm-hmm. Because this comes out of mom and dad and grandpa and everybody. You know, we love him.
Right.
You know, we love him. And but yeah, it's time for him to let's get to San Marcos and let's go get that degree.
I want us to go. You see, that was me. I'm letting you know, Roy, that was me. I would have gotten you a Ford. And I would ask 956 Bronco to be riding for. I thought there were four Bronco. Hooah! Ahí está. Listo, ya te lo vamos. Maíz
San Marcos. Maíz San Marcos, man. Wow.
that's just me, bro.
Yeah.
But that's awesome here, man. I'm glad. I'm happy for him. He's taking the bigger step. My niece also, she's on her way to Texas Tech. She'll be gone Friday. She's heading out that way. Good luck to her. We're going to miss her so much. She's one of my little babies that are going out there. Saw her when she was born till she grew up, and now she's on her way out.
Congratulations. There, so, that's awesome.
It's a great feeling to see them excel and stuff like man. So
it's the greatest thing. Yeah. So I told him, I said, once he graduates, there's a tradition, I guess, where they jump into the water or whatever.
Right.
Man, get that degree, and your daddy will be there jumping in the water with you as well.
There you go. That's good to say, man. Amen to that, man. Amen to that. Well, Coach, we are about 56 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, wow. Didn't even seem like that.
It flew by. Just like last time. Just like last time. But now, here comes the intense one. I did not know you were going to bring a guest with you today. I did not know you were going to bring a guest with you today. Now, having the opportunity to speak to your dad right now. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, sir. I won't put you on camera. You don't have to say anything. But what would you say to your father for the years of bringing you up, showing you the ropes, bringing you away?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you want to say to him right now on our podcast?
He's seen what he's molded, what mom and dad molded. You know, watching him, and my dad's always worked. My mom was she stayed home. She was a housewife. Mm-hmm. And that was something that my dad always, you know, he always told my mom, you're not going to work. I just want you to take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And me seeing that and him taking that leadership role and being the man that you know, that he is, at the end of the day, man, if I'm half the man that he is, I'm going to be successful. And that's always been because I saw him put in the work. I saw the stress that, you know, to feed four mouths, you know, every single day. You know, he was the breadwinner. I saw him overcome adversity when, you know, he lost his job. I was going to school in Zapata, Texas, and he lost his job. He goes into the Border Patrol and takes off to Glencoe, Georgia for the academy. And then they say, okay, we're going to send you to West Texas. We had no idea where West Texas was. We hadn't even gotten out of South Texas. And going to Van Horn, and that's where I graduated high school. That's where he was a Border Patrolman. And for the most part, you know, we weren't the richest. We weren't wealthy. We weren't rich, but we had everything that we needed.
Right.
You know, and that's what he provided for us, and my sister and my brother and my cousin, who was like a brother to me. And then the greatest thing is I went to school, and now he paid for all of my school. Mm-hmm. I went to Kingsville. He paid for all of my school. I don't owe any loans. And that's nowadays, that's tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's tough. Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate him, you know, and there's, I can't give him any money, but I can always say, you know what? I appreciate everything that he did for me and for my family and mm-hmm. for my mom and being the rock that he is. And right now it's, I mean, going through what we went through. I mean, we just, you know, the 1 year anniversary of my mom's mm-hmm. Passing, mm-hmm. you know, he's got to. He's the one that's holding down the fort right now. My sister and all the grandkids.
Right.
Man, I see the way he treats our kids and he treats the grandkids. He wasn't like that with us. You know, he wasn't like that with us at times. But
we had this conversation.
You remember we had that last time? I was like, man, he was tough on my sister, my brother, myself, and my cousin. But now,
déjalo, déjalo.
I tell you what, all seven grandkids, they all know that they can, you know, if they need something, they're gonna go with grandpa, and grandpa's a big a big teddy bear, you know what I mean? And,
yeah, there you go.
And he's going to go, and like today he went and played golf, you know, with my son. He goes, man, I had a great time. And
yeah,
my dad's the type of guy that he's going to, you know, took my son to Raising Cane's. And
I'm going to chill out.
Yeah, all that good stuff. But no, that's great. I mean, he has to be the rock because the grandkids right now, they're looking to him. But no, Dad, I appreciate everything that you've done for all of us. I love you with all my heart. And I'm going to continue to do my best to, you know, to make you proud. And because I know he's told me, I mean, and hopefully be that role model that, you know, the grandkids can also be.
There you go. Well said. Dad, you raised a great man. I'll tell you that right now. All around, bro, all around. As many of the interviews I had, as far as being one of the most, well, compared to the other interview I had beforehand, but this one is kind of a little bit heartfelt, man. Cause I mean, when there's a son and a father, there is an emotional bond. Mm-hmm. For to show it, it's a little different than what you would show your mom. Me being a father to my son, you know, yeah, it's going to happen. We butt heads. It happens. It's because the way the law, and it's always been through time in, time out, is the son eventually shadows the father because, mm-hmm. you know, it is what mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I catch myself when I see my dad, you know, almost every day. You know, I think to myself, damn, man, dad's gone through a lot. Mm-hmm. He's done. He made a couple of mistakes along the way, and you know, everybody makes mistakes.
We all do, right?
Yeah. And but you know, deep down inside, like, man, I'm not, honestly, shit, Dad, if it wasn't for you and you and Mom, you know, most, you know, consider the fact, I mean, we wouldn't have a place to live. We have a place to lay our heads down. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have clothes on our back. We'd mm-hmm. have electricity, all the necessities we need to live itself. My mom did the same thing. She worked also, and eventually she had to leave her job to take care of my sister, you know, and my dad was the only income coming in.
Yeah.
And he busted his ass every day trying to keep the fort running, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny because, you know, growing up at a young age, we don't see that. It's, oh, you know, we sleep in late. He would wake me up at 5. Hey, orale, levantate, come on, let's go, get up, let's go. Dad, it's 5 in the morning, it's a Saturday, levantate, orale, ponle pa fuera, you know, go cut the grass, go do something. Yeah. I don't want to see you in bed, you know. Those times growing up, eventually in time, knock on wood, when the time comes, you know, it's time to go. Those are stuff that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. Oh, even from your mom, even from your dad, it stays with you, you know, and you learn from that. And, you know, that's why I wanted you to speak to your father, because, mm-hmm. you know, you never know. You know, sometimes you just, guys, football players out there, men in particular, don't be afraid to hug your dad and tell him you love him mm-hmm. once in a while, man, because us men, yeah, we don't like to show emotion too much, but a hug from a son goes a long way. I tell you that much, man. And God bless you, man. God bless you, sir, for raising a great gentleman. Guys, I'm on. Not a little tear right there for a minute. That dust? Oh, man, we're an hour and 3 minutes of the podcast. Coach, can you give us a more or less prediction of this season? And in that prediction, do I got a cap coming? No, I was joking, Coach.
Oh, of course. You better wear that central cap, though, man. That's the one I want you to wear.
What does the season look like this year, Coach, as far as – I don't want you to give me a stat or – I mean, as far as on-the-field commitment from your players, what do you see?
Whenever you go to a Friday night game for the West Laco Panthers, you're going to see a team – that's going to play fast and physical. That's our goal, is to play fast and physical. And that's what we want, because the coaching is going to come from Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, we want our kids to be flying to the football. You're going to see a team that's going to be just executing, that's going to go out there and give it their best and to represent this community of West Laco with all their hearts. That's what I want. I want them to come out here and represent the purple and white and West Laco. And just give it your best. Play unselfish, and more than at the very end, I mean, these kids are built to win. I have all that faith and our coaches that we have done everything in our power to make sure that these kids, at the end of the day, just give it your best. And at the end of the day, whether it's we're up or down, just play to our standard. And like I said earlier, if we can play to our standard at any given night, and I'll say, you know what, and we get beat, I will be the first guy to go shake the other coach's hand and says, you know what, you're just the better team. You know, but I promise you, for as long as I am here and our coaching staff is here, you're going to see the Weslaco Panthers always to be competitive.
There you go, man. Well said. Coach, I wish you nothing but luck this year. Football season is a great season. I'm not gonna count my chickens before hatch, but I do see something great coming this year in football. Oh, not man, only that, for that you guys, but from around the valley itself.
I appreciate that.
I mean, we're only pushing the wall further up to breaking down walls left and right, knocking down doors. We're there. We're there. We're here, and we're loud, man. You're gonna hear the noise coming down from the 956. I'll tell you that much right now, man.
I appreciate that. I think our softball girls really knocked that door wide open, not only for Weslaco but for the rest of the RGV. Somehow, some way, we're closing that gap.
That's awesome, man. Coach, once again, thank you so much, guys. If you want to catch up on everything that's out there to find all the schedules, head up to that little website right there. Scan that bad boy. Get all the information you need for all the games that are coming up. Try not to miss any of these. Give as much as you can to support, not only for the Weslaco team, but even if you're not from the district, any other district, support your athletic program. Go out, watch a football game, have some fun out there, man. And, you know, take a load off after a long day of work. I know you just want to lay down, relax. Hey, go enjoy yourself, watch a game, watch these kids live your old memories again.
Hey,
if you're an old-time football player, live your memories again, man. I mean, though the aches and pains you're gonna feel it when they meet the contact on the field, but hey, it's all good, bro. We got Bengay waiting for us at the house. Don't worry.
Bengay, the smell of Bengay. Wow.
Oh, my God. That's what you smell in where the reunions classes come to town. Oh, my gosh. And not that I've smelled before. But, ladies, thank you, Coach. I appreciate you coming out once again. And like we said before, we're trying to make this a tradition. Yep. You come once a year before the season starts, have a little chit-chat with you, see what we're looking at.
Okay.
The past tense on how the season went. I look forward to next year again having you on the podcast. And like I said, right now I'm working on getting more people to come in, not only just Weslaco, but more high school coaches to come in and talk to us here, just to, you know, talk to us and let them know what's going on there in neck of the woods. But I appreciate you coming out once again. Duly wish you nothing but luck, you know, and all power to you and your football team and the athletic department.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah, man. Guys, this is the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow, 7:30. We have another pair of guests coming, some movie that's been made called Manic. I got some people coming in. They're going to be talking about the movie. I sound like President Trump. It's going to be great. Have a chance to hit us up tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night. Should be a good one. Chu should be sitting somewhere here, his leg. I don't know where the hell. And officially, I'll have Quest in the back answering all the comments that he tosses every time we come online. Oh, I think we got one more here. Hold on, before I finish here, was it? Oh, I got to put that one up. Here we go. From the Garcia.
I love it.
Hey, that's Panthers. Fun. There we go. All right. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for watching. You can watch this program is over. You can go back and watch the replay on Facebook Live, or at the end of the week, it will be available on the YouTube channel, and the audio will be up and running Monday morning at 4 a.m., so you can listen to the podcast while you're walking through the schools, or you can watch during lunchtime, or while you're driving to work. So, Coach, thank you once again. We appreciate you coming out. Mr. Shulman, thank you for being in the podcast with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you tomorrow, 7:30. And like always, guys, latest Gators!